Certainly one of the highlights of the preparations for Pesach is Bedikas Chametz, which we do on the evening of Erev Pesach. Many people are knowing to do Bedikas Chametz in the traditional fashion. It's dark in the house, they turn off even the lights in the different rooms, and they walk around with a candle, and they're searching for Chametz. And there certainly is a nice traditional feeling about this method of performing Bedikas Chametz. But the question does arise, is that the most effective way to perform Bedikas Chametz? After all, we are looking for Chametz. It should be noted not just for the pieces of bread that one puts out beforehand, but a person is supposed to search one's house and make sure that there's no Chametz there. It would seem that walking around a dark house with just a candle is not the most effective way to search for something. So the question arises, what to do with the lights in the house and whether to use a candle as opposed to a flashlight. So let's start with the lights on in the different rooms. Is there any reason to turn off the lights, or perhaps it makes more sense dafka to keep the lights on in the house? So the Gemara does say that one of the reasons we do bedikah at night is because the or haner yofel lebedikah, the light of the candle is very good for checking the cracks and crevices, the closed places, and the light of the candle shines better at night than it does during the day. So perhaps might one say mitzvara that the same is true with regard to the light on in the room. If the light's on in the room, then the candle won't burn as brightly in the cracks and crevices, you won't see as well, and you won't, that's not the best way to perform the bedikah. Nonetheless, it would seem simply from common sense and experience that lehefech, one sees a lot better with the light on in the room than with the light off in the room. And many poskim write that this idea that the candle burns better during the night, that's not referring to electric lights on in the room, that's referring to nighttime and daytime. Bechlal, it would be difficult to understand why one would be able to see better in the cracks and crevices with the lights off in the room. And many posts can write that there is absolutely no reason to turn off the lights. In fact, it's quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo that Shlomo Zalman Orbach would specifically keep the lights on. He would make sure that the lights were on when he did his Bedikas Chametz in order to search in the most effective way possible. Rav Vosner writes that the whole candle thing anyway is a hechsher. The real takana is to do the bedikah in the most effective way possible. So by that logic, it would seem that the most effective way possible would be to dafka keep the lights on, and in that way to perform the bedikas chametz. Nonetheless, it is still true that even the lights on in the room, you don't necessarily see so well in the closed places, in the cracks and the crevices, under the beds and whatever, and one does need to use something else. So the question arises, a traditional candle, or perhaps nowadays it would be acceptable, or maybe it would even be better to use a flashlight. So there were those who raised some objections to flashlights. Rav Vadi Yosef points out that the Magen Avraham says that whereas b'di'eved one could be yodze b'dikas chametz during the daytime underneath a skylight, that's only true if the skylight is open and the light shines right in, but not if there's glass in between. So maybe with a flashlight as well, the light is shining through some sort of a glass, and maybe that would be a problem. Nonetheless, he writes, not mistaber to say that the glass is so clear and so thin, you see very clearly through the flashlight, and there should be no problem. And many poskim write that it's totally acceptable to use the flashlight. That seems to be the vast, vast majority of the poskim. Nonetheless, several svarim say that you can use a flashlight if you don't have a candle. But the best thing is to use a candle because that is the Rav Vadia writes that maybe because of Chashash with this Magen Avraham, and other Svarim write, and Rav Vadia as well writes, because that's the way it was done, Ledori Doros, and we like to maintain traditions. Nonetheless, there might be room to suggest that a flashlight would be actually preferable. And Rav Shimon Eider writes in the name of Moshe Feinstein that a flashlight is preferable to a candle. And I saw an article in the name of Rav Shmuel David who said the same thing, and he points out, simply based on the Gemara says, why use a candle as opposed to a torch? So the Gemara says, firstly, you're going to be afraid to put a torch into the closed areas, because you're afraid you're going to light your house on fire. And a small candle, you're not so afraid. So you'll be able to put it in more deeply into the cracks and the crevices, number one. Number two, the torch, the light flickers, and the light of a candle does not flicker. The Rishonim add that certain types of fuels for candles drip a lot. So then you're going to also be afraid to put it everywhere that you need to put it in order to check. And the light of a wax candle doesn't drip that much, so a wax candle is best. For all these reasons, a flashlight would seem to be superior to a candle. It doesn't flicker, and make sure you have good batteries in there. You're not afraid you're going to light your house on fire, and it doesn't drip at all. So perhaps a flashlight would actually maybe even be preferable to the light of a candle. Certainly, there are definitely going to be some places where you're afraid to use a candle in the closets and in close quarters. It should be noted that one is obligated not only to check one's house, but to check one's car as well as part of the official Bedikas Chametz. And I think most places in a car, you're going to put your candle underneath the seats and in between and wherever in the glove compartment. You're not going to do it. You're afraid that you're going to light the you're going to light things on fire. So certainly in some locations, definitely it would be preferable to use a flashlight. And perhaps there's a svar to say that in general, a flashlight would be preferable despite the traditional allure of the candle. Have a wonderful day.